Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Jill Derby, the former Nevada State Party Democratic Chair, for the whole show on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so we can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Higher taxes, Washington regulations, they're job-killing policies that hurt Nevada families. But Congresswoman Jackie Rosen voted for higher taxes on families and small businesses. Rosen sided with Nancy Pelosi for more spending, higher taxes, and more Washington regulations. It's the wrong approach. We need policies to keep our economy growing, not ruin it. Tell Jackie Rosen she needs to vote to help families by making their tax cuts permanent. Stop voting for higher taxes.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Jill Derby. She is the former Nevada Democratic State Party Chair. Pleasure to have you back on the program. So much to talk about.
Good to be here, Sam.
Let's dive in and talk about Steve Sisolak and what has been a little strange, which is that he has essentially allowed Adam Laxalt to lead the conversation on the governor's race from primary day until now. And that seems, in some people's opinion, to be a mistake, because Harry Reid defined Sharron Engel in the 6 weeks between the primary and when she got her campaign act together. That seems kind of dangerous for Steve Sisolak.
You know, Sam, a bit of history, but way back when I ran for Congress against Dean Heller, he had spent all his money in a primary, and we got out for a month with our ads that put my numbers way up
right, in
comparison, and I'm assuming the same thing has happened. I mean, that was a hard-fought primary he was in with Chris Giuncalione, and I heard, I don't have an insider scoop for you here, but I understood that he had just spent most of his money winning the primary, regrouping, raising money. You know, he doesn't have the Koch brothers there coming in as they are for his opponent.
Okay. And I will just pass by that comment and move on here to the idea that Steve Sisolak has many millions of his own money.
Yeah.
And he is going to be on the Clark County Commission for at least another 2 years, even if he would lose the governor's race, which pretty much means that whatever he would put out, he will be able to raise. And let's be realistic about this. And so I'm surprised that he hasn't dumped his own money into this as a loan just to get back on the air.
Hey,
or is this on the other side, 180 degrees, that the confidence level of the Sisolak campaign is so high that they feel they don't need to be there?
Well, I'd be surprised if it would be that high. I mean, you know, his opponent has a lot of money behind him. But there are some factors that weigh in. But it's a question that everybody I know has asked, because you've been watching those television ads that have been deadly and thinking, where's Steve Sisolak? Where's Steve Sisolak? Now he's finally coming up with something. So I don't understand that. I'll have a chance to see him in a week and a half and I'll ask him, or I'll ask his campaign about it. Because one of the things you know in politics is to allow your opponent to get out so much ahead of you to define who you are and create a whole brand around you that's very negative is a terrible thing. And why did they let that happen?
And especially when the primary was so brutal, and it allowed, you know, Chris G did not have the money to spend.
Right.
And the point spread in that race made the difference in money very obvious.
It did, didn't it?
Okay, so now the other question is, right now we almost have a Republicans for Reed situation with well-known Republicans, Lance Gilman in the North and Roger Norman holding fundraisers for Steve Sisolak. Obviously, there was a disagreement with them over the whole Story County Sheriff deal, but with an editorial in today's Reno Gazette Journal, it seems much deeper the support from Republicans, in certain Republicans at least, for Steve Sisolak. What's your take on this and other fundraisers that you know are going on?
Well, there's another one coming up in which Bruce James is co-hosting.
A longtime,
big-time Republican, really distinguished, well-known, and so forth. You know, it really strikes me to come down to this, and that is, given that so far Governor Sandoval has not declared support for Adam Laxalt, and then you have people like...
Or Steve Sisolak.
Yes, exactly. But, neutral. I mean, you know, the Republican... You would expect the Republican governors to support the Republican candidate. It'd be pretty common, honestly, Sam. And then you have Bruce James, and then you have Lance Gilman today with that big editorial. And what's clear is you have some really distinguished major Republican leaders that are not lining up behind the Republican candidate here. And you just wonder if it's going to come down to, whether you want me to say this or not, a race between all the Koch money that's pouring in for Adam Laxalt and some of the distinguished Republicans that are well regarded in the state. So it's going to be an interesting race.
Well, it is an interesting situation because I know the Koch brothers are a favorite target, and Senator Reid and I had discussions about this. You know, there's an awful lot of money that flows into Nevada and national politics in this country, and Democrats are not short of a dollar or two. I mean, I think that the money is actually pretty evenly divided. There's just not as much conversation, and the Republicans have not done as good a job in targeting where Democratic money comes from. But that aside, isn't it really beyond, you know, any tie to the Koch brothers? Sheldon Adelson is a major player, a major supporter of Adam Laxalt. A lot of the same people that were supporters initially of Jim Gibbons appear to be Adam Laxalt supporters. So not the moderate Republicans, but more conservative Republicans. And therefore, is it not becoming a fight between that side of the Republican Party and moderates moving towards moderate Democrats, potentially? Because, I mean, Steve Sisolak, if he didn't live in Las Vegas, he could be a Republican, a moderate Republican, very easily, mm-hmm. Do you not think?
Oh, I do think. But, you know, Nevada's an interesting place.
Oh, yeah.
you know that.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay, and we've always had really pretty moderate Republicanism here. I mean, you think of our governors and so on. And so think of Governor Sandoval for the last 8 years. You know, that's part of a tradition that goes back a ways, actually, if you think about clear back to Kenny Gwynn. So that's a strong tradition here. And then you have Adam Laxalt, who's really way out there on the right. And I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens, whether or not, I mean, this is part of the national dynamic as well, too. It's, you know, which part of the Republican Party will prevail. Now, so far, in a lot of places, those who align themselves with President Trump seem to be doing pretty well. But Nevada has a history and a tradition of being pretty independent, and it's going to be interesting to see about how that plays out, how many of those moderate Republicans come along to support Steve Sisolak, crossover, and whether or not the conservative ones that are lining up behind Laxalt can carry the day.
Well, and the other thing that comes to mind here is that neither of these candidates are particularly well known by the public. Adam Laxalt, although has, you know, fought a number of battles on behalf of Nevada, sometimes in concert, sometimes against the wishes of Governor Sandoval, but is not particularly well known outside of Republican groups. Steve Sisolak in northern Nevada is definitely not that well known, although because of the tragedy of last October, he is much better known in southern Nevada. But this race is going to be defined by 30-second commercials.
Well, I think that's the worry for the Sisolak team and for those that support it on why he has not been up there and countering what's been coming down from the Laxalt campaign. So we'll see. I don't know. It's interesting to me, Lance Gilman's support and the case he made for Sisolak is a very strong one for Nevada. I mean, in terms of Steve's background and the various expertise and competencies, leadership that he's brought in the state, if they can bring that out, I think it makes a strong case for him as stepping into the governor's seat.
I was thinking about hiring you for my promotions department because Lance Gilman will be here tomorrow to tape a show that will air next week. And so thank you for this big setup for him. Let's take a break. Much more with Jill Derby when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah. Our group, which represents over 1,500 small businesses, strongly opposes Question 3. Question 3 would eliminate the existing regulations and consumer protections that keep a lid on Nevada's electric rates. In other states that deregulated electricity, rates soared. Higher electric rates especially hurt those who can least afford it, small businesses, and people on low and fixed incomes. Question 3 is risky and costly. Please join our coalition and vote no. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jill Derby. She's the former Nevada Democratic State Party chair. And you've been mentioning Lance Gilman quite a bit. For those in Southern Nevada may not be quite as familiar with him, he's the head of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center,
which
is the home of Tesla, Google, Switch, and all these other major players in Northern Nevada. And it's really transformed Northern Nevada and diversified its economy in a way that nobody could have ever
anticipated. Absolutely. He's sort of Mr. Economic Development in Northern Nevada. So he's well known for that. And he's a big player.
That's going to be on his business card now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You held a fundraiser for Jackie Rosen.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that very few people in the state know Jackie Rosen. Tell us about Jackie Rosen and why you're supporting her beyond simple partisanship.
I was also a big supporter of Catherine Cortez Masto, who's a sitting senator now in Nevada, all right?
But she was an 8-year attorney general.
That's right. No, but let me say, and Jackie Rosen has many of the same characteristics. She's a woman who is very well-spoken, who's very thoughtful, who is warm and personable, who comes across as very bright and quick, and unflappable in a way in her careful reasoning about things. She's also a very moderate sort of person in terms of her political position, and she's very pro-Nevada. And I see her as somebody very much like Catherine Cortez Masto, a woman, and I'm promoting women in political office. I think they bring something very important. And she's somebody who's a mom, a professional woman who's worked, and a lot of characteristics we need. I think she's also the kind of person, and she'd tell you this, that can work across the aisle. She has. She's been back there only 2 years as a congresswoman from Nevada. And when she talks about her brief record of what she's done, it shows that kind of ability to consider policy in a very rational way, what serves Nevada. So at a time where on the national level, politics can get full of hyperbole and extreme and drama, Jackie Rosen is a very refreshing contrast to that, a reasonable person who can look after the interests of Nevadans.
Would you consider her to be a protege of Harry Reid?
I'm not sure that I would. I'm sure that Harry Reid supported and encouraged her bid for the Senate, of course, because if you look at the landscape...
For Congress.
And for Congress, okay. If you look at who's available and who could be a credible representative who has a future, who will be well-respected in the halls of Congress. You know, I've been back there, Sam, and some people that represent some of the states aren't so impressive. I think Jackie Rosen's very impressive.
But do you think that 6 months in the House is enough to qualify you to run for the Senate?
Well, who else? I mean, what qualifies you? Look across the country. And I think more and more we're looking for people that are smart and reasonable people who aren't wild ideologues, who will just follow along a leader off a cliff, but who will make their own judgment in terms of how they represent the people.
But we haven't
I think that's what we need. I think Americans, I think Nevadans are hungry for that, Sam. If you look at the tone in national politics, isn't it refreshing to have a very reasonable voice and a nice face?
To go beyond that, you know, Shelley Berkeley has been on this program twice in the last couple of months, and making the clarion call, don't take Dean Heller for granted. And do you think that that is very good advice for Jackie Rosen?
Oh, I think it's brilliant advice. You know, I think, anyway, there are a lot of dynamics that happen in Nevada, and you know the truth is that the rurals will be heavily favoring Dean Heller, and you know they all get out to vote, those small communities, 90% of them, and so on and so forth. So I couldn't agree with Shelley Moore, and Shelley and I are old colleagues, I'm right in step with her on this one. I don't think Jackie Rosen is, or anybody in that campaign is. I think they know it's right now it's a very tight and close race, and he's an incumbent after all. And
so is the battleground going to be once again in this Senate race, Washoe County?
I think it will be.
Okay, and do you think that she has spent enough time up here, getting to know the media and getting to be represented in the media? Beyond just, you know, a few meetings with the party faithful.
Let me throw that back to you.
Absolutely.
Do you think so, Sam? I mean, I know she's making an
no,
effort.
No, do I think so?
Yeah.
She's going to be on this program. I'm very pleased to say that the entire Nevada delegation, all six members, will be on Nevada Newsmakers. We're going to tape the week of Labor Day in D.C. and then playing back the shows after that.
Good.
They will all come on and do half-hour interviews. And so I'm thrilled about that. And so, yes, I'm pleased that she's doing that. But it's been probably a year and a half since the last time she was able to be on the show. But it's also been about a year since Dean Heller was on the show.
Okay. Well, no, but she's doing a lot of events up here. The last one we held for her, which was just last week, actually, she had done one or two before she got to our event. This was up at Tahoe. And then she was doing something earlier in the week. I mean, as I heard, she's making every effort to get up here. I think a lot of, Shelley knows this, a lot of Southern Nevada candidates know you're going to win or lose it in Washoe, particularly if you're better known in Las Vegas. So she's making every effort. You know, it's a long trip up. But you know, as a candidate, your time gets pulled in a lot of different directions. She's on the phone a lot raising money.
Yes.
But, yeah, she's making every effort, and she has been up here a lot, and she will be up here more.
Were you concerned, and I'm presuming that you heard about the speech she made to a fundraising group in Washington State, where she took kind of credit for leading the way with the recovery of Las Vegas after the shootings, and she got a lot of negative press over that, and from Democratic sources as well.
Yeah.
Do you think that's going to hurt?
Well, I don't know that it'll hurt that much. I mean, she played a role and maybe overstated what she perceived her role to be. But I don't know. You know, there were others that played leadership roles in that, and that was important. I don't know whether they'll go after her in an ad. I hadn't seen that, if they have.
No, they haven't yet.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing is, it's hard to be the perfect candidate and not have anything in your record. And if some feel that she overspoke, she kind of... She'll have to speak to that herself.
Okay, last word on this particular topic. What would be your best piece of advice for Jackie Rosen for Washoe County? Because nobody knows Washoe County better than you.
Well, get here. Do all the events. Do a lot of meet and greets. I mean, fundraising is important, and I focused on that with candidates. I'm up at the lake, and there can be some big contributors up there. But just get here and have as many events as possible, because one of the things I've had people say to me who have come to events, the two that I've done this season, and say, wow, she is warm and lovely. And on top of that, so smart and well-spoken. So often the picture you get, certainly on television, or if she's giving a speech to a large, is very different than what you get in the room with her. She's a very warm human being and I think that's something people are hungry for in politics these days.
All right, let's take a break. More with Jill Derby when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Hanoi Jane Fonda. Sitting on an anti-aircraft gun aimed at American planes. She says she's just posing for pictures. Here's Congresswoman Jackie Rosen. She's just posing for pictures, too, at a campaign photo op. But Jackie Rosen was supposed to be at work in Washington that day, voting to help Vietnam veterans dying from Agent Orange. Now we learn Hanoi Jane raised Jackie Rosen money for her campaign. Get the picture? NRSC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jill Derby. She's the former Nevada Democratic State Party chair. Let's talk about some comments that Shelley Berkley, your good friend, made on this program recently, talking about Nancy Pelosi and essentially saying, not to pull any punches here, she's too old. Time to go. Your thought on that?
Well, I happen to agree with Shelley. And I have the space to do that because I'm not sitting in Congress and can pay any price for that. One of the things, probably unfortunately the way Congress works, is whoever is the speaker has enormous authority, I mean, to appoint committee members and so on and so forth. And Shelley would tell you her story about coming out when she was elected to Congress in support of Steny Hoyer, a wonderful guy, a wonderful congressman, and paying a price for many, many years. Because Nancy Pelosi then chose not to appoint her to certain committees she wanted or in any sort of leadership position.
And just briefly, she pointed out on the program that she would have supported Steny Hoyer now for leadership, but she said he's too old, too.
He is too old, too. And I love Steny, but it was interesting when I was, you know, running for Congress and the polls were tied and so forth, and Steny came out and did an event for me, and we talked. I said, look, I would support you for speaker. And he said, no, Jill, just leave that one alone. Cautioning me because I was a neophyte and not aware of you want to get appointed to what you want to be appointed to, and you better not defy the speaker or show any signs of bolting from support for her. So, you know, that's just how you play the game in Congress.
Okay,
and but I couldn't agree more. I know I am all for. I look around. I loved that there was, who was it? Was it not Seth Moulton? Who ran against Nancy Pelosi? Do you remember the name?
I don't.
But anyway, I'm for that. I think Democrats are hungry for younger leadership. And there's some wonderful younger leadership around. But whether or not they can really take on the party structure, and the reason is if you you're already in Congress, you take a big risk if you come out against Nancy Pelosi, because you'll pay the price in terms of your opportunities for leadership and appointment to various, opportunities.
And when you say younger, do you feel the same way Shelley does, that you're talking about people in their 60s?
Well, yeah. I mean, 40 to 60, let's say.
Which is the new 30, by the way.
Yeah. It is. And, you know, we don't want any 24-year-olds, that don't have the experience, but they're younger people. I mean, I think of Adam Schiff, for example, who you see a lot on television in California. I love to hear him speak. He represents that. I mean, I bet he's 50s, somewhere around that. And I think that's who I would like to see, people who have a lot of experience and know how to work in that political environment and be effective and be an effective spokesperson and project well. And a good image. Do you know what I mean? That's who I want to see. I'm for the Adam Schiffs in the Democratic future, party stepping into leadership.
We've got less than 30 seconds. Do you think it's going to be, if the Democrats take back control of the House, that Nancy Pelosi will be gone, or that will seal her to be the Speaker?
I don't want to make a prediction there.
I
would like to see her gone. I think we need a younger person. But will there be the votes for that? Will the people that are sitting there and have appointments at risk vote against her?
And that's where we have to leave it. Jill Derby, always love to talk to you. And please come back soon before the election, okay?
I will.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show from whichever service you subscribe to, including, of course, iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.